This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. It's being called the most disruptive nonprofit of our day. In this interview, we'll find out why. A Step Ahead Foundation provides free, long-term, reversible birth control to local women. Today, I'm speaking with Rachel Schulson, Executive Director of A Step Ahead Foundation Chattanooga, and Nicole. She's used A Step Ahead's services, and she's a recent UTC graduate. Welcome to Around and About Chattanooga.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So until you contacted me about this nonprofit, I'd really never thought about the implications of access to birth control or, you know, a lack of access to birth control, the way that it can be relevant to socioeconomic mobility, infant mortality, a lot of issues that this community is dealing with right now. And I know some people, you know, when you hear free birth control, they're just going to think about somebody at the health department handing out a bowl of condoms or something like that. But this is much broader than that. Can you tell me how this fits into bigger issues in the community?
Sure. I think one thing is that when people think about birth control, they immediately think of teens and they immediately think of condoms.
Yes.
And what this is neither. I mean, certainly there are teen pregnancies. There's always going to be a problem. And it's been, thankfully, something that's declined over the last decades. It's at an all-time low right now. So what we're talking about is long-term reversible birth control, which is IUDs, intrauterine devices, and implants that go in the arm, in the underside of the arm, not very deep, and they last 3, 5, or 10 years. They're fully reversible. And what they do is they really change the way a woman looks at her birth control. It's something she has to proactively have removed when she feels ready to become pregnant versus forgetting to take something and getting pregnant unexpectedly.
And how common are unplanned, unexpected pregnancies in Hamilton County in the area?
Well, half of pregnancies in Hamilton County are unintended.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's not evenly distributed, so we're talking about it being much more common in typically someone that's 18 to 24, low income, oftentimes minority, and often someone with low education. Although it's also an increase right now in women that are 20 to 29, 70% of pregnancies among unmarried women who are 20 to 29 are unintended. That's a full 70%, 7 out of 10.
So what does that do for someone who is unmarried and, you know, is going to have to take care of this baby all by themselves, basically?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's happening is that women are making plans for their future, whether it's looking at education or career, and often those plans are getting derailed. So what we're not just about birth control, we're really about trying to get women access to a future. It affects lifetime earnings, it affects health. Oftentimes women that are pregnant unintendedly don't seek prenatal care, so that affects the health of the baby when the baby's born. Talking about time in the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU, It has long-term effects on school performance. It's a really incredible snowball effect.
And Nicole, you are certainly someone who's thinking about your future. You're a recent graduate of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. How did you first become aware of a Step Ahead Foundation?
I actually attended the health fair at UTC. They have that like every year or maybe even every semester. But I definitely first heard about it there, but you know, I see flyers, like, everywhere. I was in some thrift store, and I saw, like, a Step Ahead flyer, and I thought, it was really great to see that opportunity everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to take advantage of their services?
Well, I don't have insurance, so I know that they were using the IUDs for women without insurance, and I had read about them before, and I knew that they were very effective, and that's why I decided to try it out.
What was the process like of actually contacting them and setting something up?
I called the Step Ahead office first, and then they asked me some questions, like which birth control I was looking for. And then they, I think they transferred me, either they transferred me or they gave me a number for one of the health departments. And I just set up an appointment, and I went in and did some paperwork, didn't really even take that long, and had my appointment.
So a pretty quick, easy, hassle-free process.
Yeah, I mean, better than the alternative.
And so, Rachel, I think it's interesting, David Cook, a columnist for the Times Free Press, wrote about this foundation a while ago, and he said that it could be the most disruptive nonprofit of our time. Why do you think he said that? Would you agree with that?
I would, actually. I think it's a great description because I think it could change. It's kind of like catching people upstream rather than waiting until certain things develop out of having had pregnancies that weren't planned. You know, I think that there's so many great nonprofits in Chattanooga, and I think the work they do has to continue, and we need to continue to support them. But if we can catch people before they're in those situations where they have to call upon those nonprofits for help, we could be, you know, helping them get there earlier. One of our donors had a great analogy, I think, since we're in a train town of, you know, there's one train where people are getting on for services, and that's, as I said, very much needed. But if we can help women get on a different train to begin with, I think we can really make a major difference in their lives. And one thing I just want to clarify that Nicole said is when people call, they're actually calling a 24-hour call center. So it's day and night they can call. The number is 423-265-STEP, and that's 7837 is for STEP. And so 423-265-STEP, and what they're calling is a 24-hour call center that sets them up with one of our 7 partner facilities. You know, we partner with these medical facilities that are really dedicated to these long-term reversible methods, reversible being key. And when a woman's ready, she can certainly have it removed. And then they get set up, and when they go to one of those facilities, they get whichever method works. You know, they discuss it with the medical provider there, and one of those 3-year, 5-year, or 10-year reversible methods, whatever's not covered, we cover whatever those costs are. So 10Care covers these methods fully. Most private insurance covers them fully. And then if they're uninsured, we'll pay anything that's not covered.
So that's really the main requirement for assistance is being uninsured.
Well, that's for the financial assistance. I mean, in the other cases, or if there is a copay or something, we'll pay that as well. Yes. And so what we're doing in that case is we're sort of doing the education about the methods. A lot of times women just don't know about the methods. And then we'll provide free transportation. That's the other key thing. So if they need a ride, that gets arranged through the call center. So we're just trying to remove any obstacle that would stand between a woman and having these most effective methods.
So you're the executive director of the Step Ahead Foundation Chattanooga, but it didn't actually start here. How did it come here? What was the process?
Yeah, I heard about it through a fellow board member at the Community Foundation of Greater Chattanooga, where I serve. And I had made some comment to him about the effect of unintended pregnancy on our community. He's a lawyer in town, and he told me, you have to talk to this other, to a woman he had met at a legal convention. She was a former judge, a juvenile judge in Memphis, who had seen in her years on the bench what unintended pregnancy does to families, children, and to the community. And she, after 17 years, she retired from the bench and started this in Memphis. And when I heard about it, it was like a light bulb went off. It really was. I just thought, this is the perfect kind of centrist organization. It can bring everyone together. We don't get involved with anything with abortion or anything once a woman's pregnant. This is simply about prevention. And I thought, this is something that Chattanooga really needs. And I asked her to come here and speak a couple times, and people saw right away how much sense it made.
And Nicole, how common are things like this among people you know, people in your age group, things like IUDs and things like that?
Well, actually, my roommate, she also went like the week later I did. I hear a lot of people, my other friend, she was asking me about it. I know people are definitely interested in it. And, you know, I feel like IUDs definitely years ago had like a bad reputation. But I don't know, now just with the technology and just knowing how effective they are, I think they're definitely becoming more popular amongst women.
And some people would say, well, I don't know if I want to support this or not, because I believe abstinence is the only way to, or the best way, at least, to prevent unintended pregnancy. And I believe abstinence-only education is the right approach. How do you respond to that, particularly in a town like this where it is somewhat of a conservative town and you do have a lot of people who are on the abstinence-only side of things?
Well, that I have to agree with them on that abstinence only is, you know, abstinence is the only 100% effective method of birth control. And then it also assumes that the women that were funded are all single women.
Yeah.
And we have over half of the women that we're serving are in committed relationships, married relationships. So that's that. The next thing is that we, whether or not a woman is married, we certainly don't want a woman to be pregnant when she doesn't want to be.
Right.
And if you look at, for example, in Colorado, where they did this for 5 years, they provided free birth control statewide. What happened was, like with teen births, it brought it down, the rate of teen births were brought down 40% across the state, and the rate of abortions was brought down 42% in a 5-year period. So with those kind of dramatic results, I think people would want to concentrate on those kind of results more so.
And I think you've mentioned that there's some evidence that having something like this, free birth control, does not increase the rates of people having premarital sex.
Correct. Correct. I mean, that kind of argument has been out there before, but studies don't bear that out.
You put out a report in March, and I believe the report said you'd served 462 women. How many more have you done since
then?
Yeah,
we're actually at 537 now.
Wow.
Already. And this is what, June. So, yeah, we're really, there's clearly a need for this. And we haven't even started. We're going to be starting a major advertising push, and we're also updating our website, which is in need of that. It should be launched by the end of June. And as we make sure that the word gets out even more, right now we do that through social service providers, medical providers, and outreach health fairs, like where we met Nicole. And but we also are—I forget the question.
It sounds like the number of women you've served is dramatically increasing.
Exactly. So word of mouth is a big way that people hear about us, and there's clearly a need for this service, because we're not actually catching people that are just starting to use birth control. We're catching people that are using methods that are already in existence, like the pill, condoms, withdrawal, that are just not that effective. The truth is that if somebody's over 21 and is using the pill, which should be a perfect method, but human error plays a part,
right,
they're going to have 9 out of 100 women are going to get pregnant within a year. If they're under 21, 18 out of 100 women are going to get pregnant within a year. Almost half of women who get pregnant unintendedly were using birth control. They were trying. There's just error involved because we're not robots.
Are there any dangers, any side effects or anything like that of these methods?
They have an adjustment period in the beginning. And just like any other kind of medicine, some people could take ibuprofen, some people can't. They're not for everyone. So if somebody does get one of the methods and finds after the adjustment period that they don't like it, that it doesn't, that the regular things that would go along with it don't work for them, we will pay for removal. And we'll also pay for removal if somebody just feels ready to get pregnant, that their life is at a point where they feel ready to get pregnant. We'll pay for removal then too.
And Nicole, as somebody who's been through this, if there were someone out there who were thinking about this and they weren't sure if this was right for them or not, what would you say to them?
I would say that the IUD, I've just read so many things like how effective it is, like 99% effective. And although, you know, the experience of actually having it, you know, inserted or whatever might be, you know, kind of uncomfortable for like a couple minutes, I mean, it's so much better than, you know, being stressed out about taking a pill on time, or, you know, it's just a lot less stressful.
And we always joke that it's certainly less painful than having a baby.
That's a good point.
Yes.
What is your website, Facebook page, things like that?
Yeah, so our website is stepaheadchattanooga.org. And as I said, it will be much improved in a few weeks. And our Facebook is Step Ahead Chattanooga also. And we Twitter, and you can find us easily, Instagram as well. And
what is the phone number again?
It's 423-265-STEP, and STEP is 7837.
And you said there's somebody 24/7 to answer that.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both so much for being here. Is there anything else y'all want to say?
If there's anything I want to add. Well, just I think that for a lot of women that don't know about these methods, we really feel that that's one of the reasons that they aren't used as much. Although, as Nicole mentioned, they are gaining in popularity. Just a few years ago, it was like something like 6% of women that were using these methods, and now it's up to 11%. And among female gynecologists who use birth control, it's 40% that are using them. So
wow.
I think that tells you something.
Yeah, I mean, they would be the ones who would know, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Thank you both.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Rachel Scholson, the executive director of A Step Ahead Foundation Chattanooga, and Nicole, a recent UTC graduate. A Step Ahead is a nonprofit funded by donations.